The Game by A.S. Byatt. The book's dedication reads, For John Beer. The first chapter is preceded by two quotations. We wove a web in childhood, a web of sunny air. We dug a spring in infancy of water pure and fair. We sowed in youth a mustard seed, we cut an almond rod. We are now grown up to riper age. Are they withered in the sod? Faded. The web is still of air, but how its folds are spread, and from its tints of crimson clear how deep a glow is shed. The mustard seed in distant land bends down a mighty tree. The dry, unbudding almond wand has touched eternity. From Retrospection by Charlotte Bronte, 1835. The principle of the imagination resembles the emblem of the serpent, by which the ancients typified wisdom and the universe, with undulating folds, forever varying and forever flowing into itself, circular and without beginning or end. Samuel Taylor Coleridge. Chapter 1. "Come again soon," Julia said, arresting them again at the top of the stairs, smiling and pleading. "I mean it, I really mean it, you must come again." They laughed, drawn together by their departure, their faces pale and round above coat collars already turned up against the cold. "Promise," said Julia, and they promised and began to descend the turning staircase. Julia hung over the banister, watching their dark heads protectively down three flights, saddened by the receding clatter of their feet. At the bottom they stopped and turned their moon faces up to her. "Thank you," they called, and you